In this week's Arts, one of Czechoslovakia's most infamous communist show trials could be about to become a Hollywood blockbuster. I'll be talking to a young Czech film producer who wants to bring the story of Milada Horáková to the silver screen. Milada Horáková remains perhaps the most powerful symbol of resistance to Czechoslovakia's communist regime and was the only woman to be executed for her political beliefs. Born in 1901, she was a prominent MP in Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk's First Republic. When the Nazis invaded, she joined the resistance, for which she was arrested by the Gestapo and sentenced to death. The sentence was commuted to life in prison, and Milada Horáková was later transported to the Terezín concentration camp. Following liberation in 1945, Milada Horáková once again became an MP, but after the communists came to power in 1948, she was targeted as a potential enemy of the regime for her close links to Masaryk's pre-war democracy. In September 1949, she was arrested and charged with leading a plot to overthrow the government. The subsequent show trial for treason and espionage, which followed days of psychological and physical torture, was carefully orchestrated from beginning to end by Soviet advisers. The end came at 5:35 a.m. on June the 27th, 1950, when Milada Horáková was hanged at Prague's Pankrác prison. For decades, the communist orthodoxy maintained she'd been broken by her interrogators and had renounced her beliefs. But in 2005, the original recordings of the trial were discovered. They showed a defiant Milada Horáková, who retained her convictions to the end. In a moment, I'll be talking to the producer who wants to turn her life into a film. But first of all, let's hear an extract from those original trial recordings as Milada Horáková faced her persecutors.
V zásadě jsem prohlásila orgánům státní bezpečnosti, že se trvávám.
I have declared to the state police that I remain faithful to my convictions, and that the reason I remain faithful to them is because I adhere to the ideas, the opinions, and the beliefs of those who are figures of authority to me. And among them are two people who remain the most important figures to me, two people who made an enormous impression on me throughout my life. Those people are Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk and Edvard Beneš. And I want to say something to those who were also inspired by those two men when forming their own convictions and their own ideas. I want to say this. No one in this country should be made to die for their beliefs, and no one should go to prison for them.
Milada Horáková speaking on the final day of her trial for treason and espionage on June the 8th, 1950. The story is well known to people in this country, but less so abroad. But that could soon be about to change. David Mrnka is a 29-year-old TV producer currently based in Los Angeles. He was born near Hradec Králové, but at the age of 18 he moved to Australia, where he went to film school. Now he plans to make a film about Milada Horáková's life and has some big names in mind for the leading role. He told me more about the project by telephone from LA.
Well, it's got all the right ingredients. I mean, first of all, it was Milada and her story that fascinates me and I think fascinates a lot of people. She was probably, in my opinion, the most important female figure of the Czechoslovakian history. It was her incredible courage. She has been imprisoned in the concentration camp for 5 years. She fought very hard against the Nazis and survived the 5 years of concentration camp. And then it was just her sheer diligence in trying to establish a new country after the Second World War and fighting against the communists and, you know, really standing and being dignified and, being passionate about what she believed in and being ready to die for it, which she did.
And I believe that you've also been in contact with her daughter regarding the rights or the blessing to make this film.
Well, that was the first thing that I wanted to do before I would move on to this project. And it was basically finding, during a research period, finding her daughter, where she lived. She lives in Washington, D.C., and I have approached her. I've told her that, you know, I'm a huge fan of her mother's and that I believe this story needs to be told. And I told her that I wouldn't want to keep it at the Czech or Czechoslovakian market or European market, but the way I see the movie, portraying Milada is more on a global scale. And yeah, I've took the plane and went to Washington D.C. Have spoken to her, and she's been incredibly helpful ever since.
What stage now are we at in terms of the film process?
Well, we are finishing the script. We have been writing the script. It, as you know, probably the script doesn't get written in 3 months or 6 months. We are on about 7th rewrite. So we have done that. We have done all the major pre-production. I have several great people from Sony and other studios working on the financial side and so on. We have investors from Australia. We have people that are very much interested in the story. So we are finishing the script by the end of June, and we are moving on to negotiations, which we've already had some with a couple of studios.
This, David, will be a Hollywood production, and there's been some speculation in the Czech press of the various leading ladies you'd like to see portray Milada Horáková, among them Annette Bening, Meryl Streep, Emma Thompson, Cate Blanchett. If one of these big Hollywood stars gets the lead role, it could be, how can I put it, slightly schmaltzy, a sort of typical Hollywood treatment of what was a very complex, complicated story.
I mean, I understand the question, I understand the concerns, but it's about the script, and it's about the integrity of the script that will hopefully hold the story together. It's not about the fact that the actresses are of a Hollywood stature. They are actresses, and I believe that you have to find the right figure that is not just physically resembling Milada, because that is important if you are describing biographical movie and character, but it also has to be an actress that is capable technically to fulfill the role.
I'm sure you're ready to field all sorts of criticisms about this project, and I suppose one of them might be, why should a director, for a starter director in his late 20s, and someone who no longer lives in this country, be allowed to make this story, which is so intertwined with our history? How would you answer those potential critics from the Czech Republic?
Well, first of all, I was born in Czechoslovakia, the country that doesn't exist anymore, but I've lived there for 18, 19 years. Of my family members are still in the Czech Republic, and I have very close ties to the country and a very good understanding of the history and the culture. But I think it's an advantage to have been brought up in the Czech Republic and then moving on to Australia and being educated in film in a country like Australia, because you do gain a certain perspective on filmmaking and on world events. And again, this is not a story that, you know, is going to be just historical biography of Czechoslovakia. This is really going to be a story about Milada Horáková, who fought her fight, who was an incredible figure in the history, who, you know, had a lot of passion in her life for her country, love for her country and for her family. And that's what the movie is about. It's more or less a movie about her than the history of the Czech Republic, or Czechoslovakia, I should say.
Producer David Mrnka speaking to me on the phone from Los Angeles. And for more about the film, which has the working title Milada, stay tuned to Radio Prague.